すみません、あ、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう、こんばんは、こんにちは。
Particle Lesson 18. What's your excuse? It had better contain Japanese particles で、から、or ので。
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hello and welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com. I'm Jessie and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、皆さん。
Please join us as we study Japanese particles. So in the last lesson, we learned particles that are useful when asking or giving directions.
そうですね、right. Such as,あの角を右に曲がってください。
Please turn right at that corner.
In lesson 17, we covered the usage of particles を and に.
So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn particles and conjunctions used for giving a reason.
The dialogue is mostly between three students, right?
そうですね、3人ですね。But a teacher appears at the end of the conversation.
And where does this conversation take place?
学校です。
At school. Now, particles are a very important part of Japanese. The particles used in a sentence give us information about the meaning. If the wrong particles are used, the whole meaning of the sentence can change. So it's very important to know how to use the different particles in Japanese.
So please visit our learning center for more help on mastering particles.
Great, so let's listen to the conversation.
はい。
昨日のクイズ見た？面白かったね。
塾で見られなかった。
俺も勉強していたから見られなかった。
え？みんな勉強していたの？
はい、テストを始めますので座ってください。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
昨日のクイズ見た？面白かったね。
塾で見られなかった。
俺も勉強していたから見られなかった。
みんな勉強していたの？
はーい、テストを始めますので座ってください。
今度は英語が入ります。
昨日のクイズ見た？面白かったね。
Did you see the quiz show on TV yesterday? It was interesting, huh?
塾で見られなかった。
I couldn't watch it because of cram school.
俺も勉強していたから見られなかった。
I couldn't see it either because I was studying.
え？みんな勉強していたの？
Huh? You were all studying?
はーい。テストを始めますので、座ってください。
Okay, everyone. We're about to start the test, so please sit down.
ジェシーさんはテレビをよく見ますか？
To answer this, I can use a contrastive sentence.
ああ、頑張って。
はい。アメリカではあんまり見なかったけど、日本ではよく見ます。So in the States, I didn't watch much TV, but in Japan, I watch it a lot, for some reason. How about you, Naomi-sensei?
あまり見ませんね。仕事で見られないですね。あと、夜は眠いので見られないです。
So you can't watch much TV because of work and also because you're tired.
そう、なるほど。眠いからね、sleepy.
In this lesson, you'll learn particles and conjunctions that are useful when you give reasons.
They are で、から、and ので。
Let's start with reviewing the particle で。 In lesson 7, you learned that で is used to mark the location of an action.
For example, 塾 is cram school, and 塾で is at cram school. So, 塾で勉強する would be?
I study at cram school. And here, で marks where the action takes place. In lesson 15, you learned that で also marks the means of doing something or the material used to make something. So, an example of that would be?
バスで by bus. So, バスで学校に行く would be?
I go to school by bus.
This で marks the means of transportation. And for materials or ingredients, 卵でオムレツを作った。
I made an omelet with eggs. 卵で with eggs, using eggs. This で marks the ingredients used.
はい。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use で to indicate a reason. で comes after the noun that is the reason for something. It's equivalent to and, because of, or due to in English. Can we hear a sample sentence?
風で学校を休みました。
So literally, I had a cold and I was absent from school. In more natural English, we'd say, I didn't go to school because I had a cold. Let's break down this sentence.
風
cold
で
because of.
So, 風で
because of a cold.
学校
school
を
object marker
休みました
was absent. The reason they didn't go to school was because they caught a cold. So here, 風 a cold is marked by the particle で.
Here's another sample sentence. 事故 is accident. 怪我をする is to be injured. So, 事故で怪我をしました would be?
I was injured due to a traffic accident.
Usually, the reason that is followed by で is something that is beyond control, such as 台風で
because of a typhoon
and 病気で
due to an illness. And now, on to the usage of the conjunction から The conjunction から follows a phrase which explains a cause or reason. It corresponds to because or since in English.
The biggest difference between から and で is で can only follow a single noun, but から follows an entire phrase.
Can we hear an example of that?
結婚するから家を買った。
Since we're getting married, we bought a house. So notice that から follows a phrase in informal speech. Here, it followed a verb. How about when から follows an adjective?
Okay, let me start with an い adjective. その店は安いから人気がある。
That store is popular because it's inexpensive. So you just add からto the informal form of an い adjective.
はい、そうです。Right. But for な adjectives and nouns, you need to add だ before から。その店は静かだから人気がある。あの店は静かだから人気がある。
That store is popular because it's quiet.
今日は日曜日だから人がたくさんいる。
Since it's Sunday today, there are a lot of people.
Remember that から normally follows informal speech, informal phrase, I should say.
How about the conjunction ので? ので also indicates a reason or a cause, correct?
そうですね、right.
So can we say that から and ので are pretty much interchangeable?
I think so. But it is said that ので is more objective than から. Because of that, ので has a softer and more polite connotation.
Ah, なるほど。So generally speaking, ので is more polite than から.
そうですね。And ので also follows informal speech or informal phrase.Like, 結婚するので家を買った。
Since we're getting married, we bought a house.
その店は安いので人気がある。
That store is popular because it's inexpensive. So the construction is the same as から。
Right, except for な adjectives and nouns. You need to insert な before ので。For example, その店は静かなので人気がある。
That store is popular because it's quiet.
And 今日は日曜日なので人がたくさんいる。
Since it's Sunday today, there are a lot of people. So when used after な adjectives and nouns, we need だ before から and な before ので。
そうです。
This is really important to remember. For a more detailed explanation, please check the lesson notes.
はい、レッスンノート見てください。
In this lesson, you learn particles and conjunctions used for giving a reason. Now let's recap this lesson with a quiz. I'm going to say a phrase in English. Your job is to choose the best translation from the choices provided. How do you say, due to the accident? 1.
事故で
2.
事故から
3.
事故ので
And the answer is?
1. 事故で due to the accident.
The particle で directly attaches to a noun that indicates a cause or a reason. So what's wrong with choices 2 and 3?
Node and kara cannot be directly attached to the noun. If you wanted to say because there was an accident, then 事故があったから or 事故があったので would be perfect.
Okay, well, that's all for this lesson. As always, make sure that you review the lesson notes before you listen to the next lesson and let us know if you have any questions.
レッスンノートは便利なので読んでくださいね。
Oh, and before we go, I want to remind everyone of a tool that helps you improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
That's right. It's in the Premium Learning Center.
You can record your own voice, listen to it, and compare it with a native speaker.
Then you can make changes to your pronunciation to make yourself sound even better.
You'll notice a big difference in your pronunciation.
それじゃあまた。See you next time.
のクイズ見た？面白かったね。
塾で見られなかった。
俺も勉強していたから見られなかった。
みんな勉強していたの？
はーい。テストを始めますので座ってください。